I understand that the job I'm applying for today is a job to be the governor of all the people of Indiana. And we're going to continue to put out a positive message that's about aspiration. It's about saying that every community in this state ought to be able to build a better life and be a part of an even better Indiana. And so, I think what I would say to folks is stay tuned. I hope they have a chance to get to know me, get to know my family, and even if they don't agree with me on every single issue, I hope they get a sense of our heart. And it's a heart of aspiration for every community in the state. Families come in all different sizes today, but you know, I think all of us recognize that doing what we can to affirm two-parent families, to strengthen two-parent families, to make it more possible for more young men and women to enter into those kind of relationships and raise kids in those homes ought to be an aspiration of every Hoosier, whatever your politics. And we're going to be talking about that in this campaign. I want to make sure that we talk about the importance of family, but I also want to talk, whether it be about educational opportunities or the rest, that we make sure that wherever our kids start in life, whatever the circumstances they start in life, that they have access to the broadest range of opportunities, to a world-class education, and to the kind of either college or career pathways that they feel called to and they feel their gifts are calling them to.
Your better half, your wife, has been a classroom teacher, may still be a classroom teacher. What has she done to influence you on your views on public education?
Yeah, Amos, everything I know about education I learned from my school teacher wife. And Karen is a career educator. She spent, I think she's north of 25 years in a classroom, public and private schools, part-time and full-time. She's taught me two things. Number one, there's nothing that ails our schools that can't be fixed if you give parents and students more choices. Indiana's done a remarkable job in that area. We need to continue to expand it. But number two, there's nothing that ails our schools if you don't give our teachers more freedom to teach. Right now, what I hear from teachers too often, and these are many times federal mandates, is, for heaven's sakes, we're testing and we're testing and we're testing and we're imposing, instead of saying to our teachers, look, we want to evaluate your progress at a logical time at the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. But for heaven's sakes, the rest of the year, let's treat teachers like the professionals that they are. Let's let them teach. And if you add to that, giving parents more choices in their schools, public, charter, private schools, and give students more pathways, then Indiana can set the pace for education.